Well, now to the world of video games. The most popular game on the planet with hundreds of millions of users is called Fortnite. It's about, what else? Fighting. And it came out this week with a new update that gamer blogs are buzzing about. The video game industry is now worth $135 billion a year. That's more than the music and movie industries combined. The interesting thing is Fortnite is free to play. But there are revenue streams, and one of them is something called a skin. People pay money to accessorize their characters. And now technology is allowing for a new kind of skin. Ben Brock Johnson covers tech for Here and Now and joins us to talk about that. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first of all, explain what these skins are.
Okay, so this is going to sound a little esoteric, but I think the best way that I like to think about skins in the world of digital technology is that they're kind of customizable characteristics. So it's a thin layer that is used to customize everything from when I first learned about skins, like the look of a digital music player on my computer screen back in the day, to the look of your vehicle or a character in a digital space or environment like a video game.
But you're basically putting on a costume to be a character in a video game.
Yes. So like in Fortnite, these outfits include clothing. There are also different versions of the things you use in the game. Like you have these little hang glider-like tools that help you move around the map. And everybody gets a pickaxe that they use to harvest resources they can then build forts with, hence Fortnite. But really, this idea is used across video games. And new games like Fortnite, and there's another new game called Apex Legends that's similar, they sort of use skins really successfully as a way for people and players to buy stuff in the game. Now, Fortnite releases new skins on a sort of regular seasonal schedule. Having the latest styles is, for a lot of players, a way to signal not just your personality in this digital space, tricking out your character, but also your commitment to the game or your level of experience with it. So you're signaling to other players just how big of a fan you are, just like you would in real life with a sports team or something like that. So if your character, for instance, has a new cactus outfit where you're dressed like a cactus, or an inflatable pool toy around your waist, you're sort of showing off. And the more this stuff gets built out and people spend money on it, the more different kinds of options players have to show their personality in the digital world. For instance, you could have a skin that changes your voice or a voice skin because there's a lot of chatting that happens between players while they play games.
Okay, so stand by with that point made. And let's go to our next guest who's here with us in the studio. This is Mike Pappas, who founded a company that makes skins for your voice. It's called Modulate. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And how does this work exactly?
Well, I have with me a demo app here, so let's give it a try to start. So I'll record something and play it back in a different man's voice. This is a quick test of Modulate.
This is a quick test of Modulate.
So if you'd like to try, you can now record yourself and sound like a woman.
I will say, this is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Okay.
Not bad.
Yeah, so and what would you use that for?
So there's a couple reasons you'd want to use voice skins in a game. The first is anonymity. Not many people are actually comfortable using voice chat, which is a core part of many of these games, while revealing their real voice, which is a core part of themselves. Mm-hmm. So just being able to anonymize themselves lets them jump into the game more freely. There's also a lot of opportunities where you're playing as a specific character that has a very unique personality, and you really want to immerse yourself in that world as that character. Exactly.
And how many voice options are there?
Today, we have something on the order of 100 different voices.
Wow.
It comes from the data that we've used to collect, so we're working on collecting much more data so that we'll be able to go into thousands or even millions of different voices. My co-founder, Carter, has been actually creating a voice skin for himself, which we're all very excited to be using
his own voice.
Using his own voice.
Wow. And does that mean that he has to sit there and record a bunch of phrases, or it just figures out what he would sound like if he were to say a certain thing?
So today he recorded about an hour of his speech so that we were able to learn what he sounds like saying all kinds of different sounds. Moving forward, we'll have so many different voice skins that you'll actually be able to blend them. So you might be able to make a voice skin of me using Carter's plus a few others to find all the characteristics of my own voice. Basically, anywhere that you're using your voice, you can imagine a desire to customize it. Some of the specific applications we've looked at are audiobooks, being able to have a single narrator play the role of all of the different characters. You can also think of call centers, where maybe companies would like everyone at the call center to sound the same, no matter who's picking up the phone, or even further using that to develop the whole voice brand of the company and make sure that they're projecting the image that they want to project.
Or you could watch a cartoon where every character is played. You save so much money. Every character is played by the same actor.
Exactly.
Now, Ben, this caught your eye. Are there a lot of other companies doing stuff like this?
It did catch my eye. You know, I think companies more and more are figuring out how to get in on these microtransactions that generate millions and billions of dollars in the gaming industry. And I think that's really fascinating. But this company strikes me as relatively unique in really trying to create audio technology for games like this.
That is Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for us at Here and Now, and Mike Pappas, who co-founded Modulate along with Carter Huffman. They're also working with Terry Chen. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you very much.